Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:09 on Thursday. So we talked so much about Ready Player One. I didn't even ask you about Survivor. I'm assuming you watched last night.
I did.
Anything strike you from the show? I pulled a couple pieces of audio that I laughed at and had to watch a couple of times over again. I thought you might appreciate.
You're going to play them?
Yeah, we'll play a couple little bit of audio. But was there anything in particular that stuck out to you? It was just a regular episode.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that stood out is, boy, they've set such a high bar recently with the amount of dramatics going on that a regular episode really disappoints.
Mm.
And I even think, I believed that the, spoiler alert, anyone who's, you know, saving it.
Right.
That tribe switch.
Yeah.
I think they threw that in the moment because they realized the last episode was a stinker.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think they went.
I'm 100% with you. I think they turn that thing upside down whenever they're like, uh-oh, this is getting too predictable.
Yeah. I really feel like that happened on the fly.
Yeah.
So, and it still didn't produce the kind of dramatics we'd been seeing. So that's unfortunate.
No.
But it was fun. I think the thing I took away, one of the challenges, that blindfold thing.
Oh, dude.
That guy, Dom, and look, you can say, what are you, being sexist or something? But he was in charge of the people on his team. And the cutest girl, Libby, she rammed her face right into a wood post because he wasn't paying attention. And then the other lady, what's her name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea rams her face into something.
And she's a foot. So here's the thing. They're wearing blindfolds during this challenge. So four of them are blindfolded, and one of them is up at the top of a stand, not blindfolded, and has to direct them as they're looking to pick up these pieces of a puzzle. And they are screaming. So there's three people screaming at 12 people who are out in the field. And so it is hard to keep track of everybody, but I actually don't know why they still do this one, because people get maimed in this channel. Like, this one was okay.
A
couple people hit their faces, but in the past, people have had, like, lacerations and, like, all kinds of terrible falls, and you just know someone's going to break their neck in this thing one of these days. But yeah, that is not my favorite. I get so tense as they're doing it.
I swear, I thought they were going to go to Libby and she was going to be hockey player toothless.
Yeah.
Like,
no teeth.
She rammed her face right into the thing.
Into a horizontal bar. Oh, God. And then I thought that they were going to go to Chelsea and she was going to just have blood straight down the front of her. Like, she smashed her nose and directly into this post. Oh, and these people, put your freaking hands out in front of you. Like, there's, you know, you're,
well, yeah,
wave your hand up and down, top to bottom, just the whole time. So it was there were some fun moments in the show and some funny moments too. But yeah, by and large, once they had figured out who was going to tribal council.
And they're pretty girls.
I know, both of them.
Oh, Libby is just
a little donut.
And she's not like model beautiful. She's
next door neighbor beautiful.
Next door neighbor beautiful. Super cute.
Just a total cutie. So there's a guy on the show, and his name is Chris. And he's a very good looking
man. He's a douchebag, though.
And he is, you know, he's great in the challenges. I think they did some pitching thing last week where
he crushed it.
Murdered it.
Right.
Like, they had to, it's just a little thing, you know how you throw a ball and you try to sink the clown? It's like that size, just a little paddle that he had to hit with a ball, basically, a little sandbag.
And it went off like this.
That's
like
how
he
was hitting it.
Nailing it.
Meanwhile, nobody else can even hit the thing. Like, no one.
Chris Noble, tall white guy, blonde.
Yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Good
male model.
Kid.
His occupation, male model.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. He told us all about it last night. So me and John were just laughing at this guy because he's just such, he's also the guy who will not shut up. And like, listen, we in this room, we know about people who won't shut up. We are some of the...
We are those people.
We are some of the best non-shutter-uppers on earth. But he's one of those people who, when you are in a game like Survivor, honestly, I think you have to do way more listening. Like, it would be hard for me to be on that show because I'd probably be yapping all the time. But listening is the important part. You have to, people need to feel like they're being listened to, that their opinions matter. And when all you do is just... Rah, 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 people are so annoyed by this guy. And then he clearly loves to do the little diary sessions where he sits down alone out in the woods with the camera and just talks. So here was the first little glimpse into his. All right. So that part's actually pretty funny too. I look at myself as really my own entrepreneur. Oh, did you not cut that part? Then there's another part. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I could be a motivational speaker. Right. Well, listen, everyone else
That's
is playing the game.
That's become a thing, man. I don't know when that became a thing, but I swear.
Started with Tony Robbins, I think.
Tons of normal people are deciding they're going to be motivational speakers.
Well, it makes money.
Sure. It does if you can be successful at it, sure.
And people are so desperate for help and self-improvement that they're willing to pay out the money.
They say write a book about, you know, looking into yourself, making the best you. That's the one that sells.
Really?
Yeah, I'm okay, you're okay.
His biggest accomplishment was being on Fifth Avenue Versace billboard.
Oh, funny.
This is Chris.
So here's him talking about being a model. Oh, my God. It's just... All right.
Beneficiary.
I know. Everyone's just like,
Oh, the producers just wet their pants in that moment.
Freaking idiot. Such a dummy. Anyway, humblest dude ever on Survivor. Yeah.
I like her, by the way.
So do I. What is her name?
I don't have no idea.
I just call her, I see she's a black lady with glasses and like this, she has like the cutest little mouth. Just love her. I love her whole face.
Long braids. Desiree is
No, it's not Desiree. She's cool too. I like Desiree, but I like this other girl.
Oh, Laurel.
Laurel.
Braids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long braids. Mm-hmm. She's one to watch. She's keeping on the down low. Like, you don't hear much from her, and she does her best in the challenges. And
as down low as a 6 foot lady can
be.
She loves volleyball.
Yeah. No, she said she played she played in college.
Okay, so yeah. There's volleyball all over her bio.
Yeah.
What's your personal claim to fame? My college volleyball team winning our division championship.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Competing at the highest level.
She's from Philly. Current residence is Minneapolis.
Oh. I want to say she went to Bama or somewhere in the South.
Mm.
I think she referenced it as I went to a Division I school in the South or something like that. So, and I was.
And then she didn't get to talk anymore because Chris heard volleyball and started telling all about his career.
Is Bama an Ivy League?
No.
She says, I'm a former college athlete and Ivy League graduate, but it doesn't go on to say which one.
Huh. Hmm. How many schools are in the Ivy League?
10?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Corey
Feldman, yesterday we talked about this. He went to the hospital because he'd been stabbed. And as the story unfolded, it sounded like he hadn't been stabbed. And then maybe he was stabbed by a syringe. But he claims something went down on Tuesday night. And he thinks it might be a revenge attack for going public about pedophiles in Hollywood. Or it could just be a road rage thing. How extensive was his explanation to TMZ? Because I think I might just let him tell the story.
Well, I just have the part where all the action happens. I don't let him lead up because he lost me, actually, with all the cars and the following.
Okay, so
like
the basic thing is, the story he's telling now is that he saw someone, I guess in his rear view, driving really erratically on the highway, and he's driving in a car with his security guard. And he even sees that car cause another crash. And he says, let's get off the highway. That dude's crazy coming up on us here. And then he notices that there's a car following him, and it turns out it's the same car. And then the car comes up. So it's a little different story than we initially got. The car comes up on the passenger side, and they're yelling at the security guard. And then it comes up beside him on the driver's side.
So I have that part.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I guess a little dot is sort of a punctuation. It's a period. That is, so that's the very clear story. This guy's superhuman strength unlocked Corey's door.
Well, okay,
and he punctuated him.
Since we're talking about it, I do wonder sometimes because I often have to lock my car with the little fob in it and you pull the little side key or whatever.
Yeah.
But some of those things, when your key is on you and you touch the door handle, mm-hmm. doesn't that open the door?
It does.
Yeah, but if you're inside
if you're
of
the
cabin,
the car,
then it doesn't.
Right.
It can sense it when the fob is inside of the car rather than outside of the car.
You're sure?
Yeah.
That's a safety feature. It has to have it like that. You can't just walk up to somebody's Mercedes Benz and just because it's a, you know, detects a fob, it's going to open for some random guy, right?
But doesn't it lock? Like, my car locks immediately.
Immediately.
Like, when I get
it. When I put it in drive, it
locks. Yeah, yeah. Or back up. Yeah. Boom. It locks.
Look, I'm not
maybe he's
to
driving
defend
some
this,
old
this,
car.
This lunatic and his, and his punctuation. I just, I
know. There's so many questions.
If there's like anything, as I'm hearing his story, if there's anything, that's what I thought of, which is, you know, when you have your key in your car,
right.
It might possibly lead you to
being able to unlock the thing. It's possible, I guess. It's just, this story has so many holes in it.
If you're scared for yourself, you should have driven away before with the guy approaching your door.
Yeah.
I swear I've said this before on our show that you know the people with five deadbolts on a glass door. Same with your car. It's like, yeah, right. I get it. Your door's locked, but you're still behind a little glass, like a brick opens your door.
Right. Door open.
So your move is to not sit there and be like that's not going to get you home safely. I think the move is to turn and drive away.
Corey was apparently, after this, able to shut the door, get away. He went to a hospital. He posted some pictures of himself and blamed the attack on a vile wolf pack that's been harassing him on social media because he spoke out. His rep said he was being tested for HIV and other diseases in case it was a syringe. He also said Corey did have a puncture wound, even though there was at least one report from the LAPD saying there was no evidence of injury. So there's I understand it that there's a longer explanation of everything that went down on TMZ, but we just played that little.
He does remind me of a kid, though. And they say that it's possible he has, what do they call that, stunted maturity.
Arrested development.
I know my kid will be like, look, I'm hurt. I'm looking at it. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I need a Band-Aid. No, you don't.
You
there's
just,
nothing
you
there.
Just want a Band-Aid.
You're just... You're just being a pain in the ass. Yeah.
And I'll leave you with this. Will Ferrell announced yesterday that he's deleting his Facebook account, and it's because of the whole Cambridge Analytica mess. In a message on Facebook, he said, I know I'm not alone when I say that I was very disturbed to hear about Cambridge Analytica's misuse of millions of Facebook users' information in order to undermine our democracy and infringe on our citizens' privacy. In this day and age with misinformation running rampant, it's important that we protect the truth as well as those who work to bring it to light. I can no longer, in good conscience, use the services of a company that allowed the spread of propaganda and directly aimed it at those most vulnerable.
Way to back it up, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Because most people will just bitch.
Yeah, and not quit their Facebook. Like, mm-hmm. I'm definitely bitched about it, and also I'm still on Facebook.
Right.
So, you know, that's great. And there's plenty of other platforms that he can use.
Well, and he doesn't need it for his business, and maybe he doesn't necessarily need it for his personal life either.
Right.
So he probably
isn't... He's Will Ferrell.
He's not losing the same way someone else might.
Right. He can make a statement, and it'll get carried, and... It'll even if he doesn't put it on Facebook himself, somebody will put it on Facebook, and he's still going to have as much exposure. He doesn't need his Facebook page. And Snapchat just cruised a giant ship into a small Virginia town looking for a local teen who has the Snapchat handle Carnival Cruise. They narrowed it down to that town and found the person's name. A little 15-year-old by the name of Darian Lipscomb. He lives in Prospect, Virginia. The company surprised him at his home Tuesday after peppering the town with signs asking, hey, Prospect, does anyone know Darian? The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the company offered to trade him a free trip for his family abroad on its aboard its newest ship, Carnival Horizon, in exchange for the Snapchat handle. They say it's about a $5,000 value what they're offering.
That's great.
It is great.
That's
isn't
super
it?
Fun.
He'll also receive customized surprises throughout the trip, which will be documented on the cruise's social channels.
It's so, actually genius for them.
It's great. They get their handle and they, you know, get to stoke this kid out.
Let's
and,
see what happened to the Snapchat
it.
Stock. Come
yeah,
on.
Maybe let up. The Dispatch said that this is the newspaper reports that Carnival Cruises said the trade was a fun way to claim the handle and reward a super fan. And I guess that the kid's a fan of cruises, and that's why he took Carnival Cruise as his Snapchat handle.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That didn't occur to me. What's that kid doing with that?
Yeah. Well, he likes them.
All right.
All right. There's your trash. What's coming up?
Baseball is coming up.
Oh,
Easter's
yes,
coming up. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37, and it is Thursday. Getting close. We're almost there.
The mail! The mail is here!
Oops.
The mail?
I have the wrong bank select on. Sorry about
the
that.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry.
Hey, homie.
Hey.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Betsy, I wanted to take a second to thank her. She was very
oh,
nice
Betsy's
yesterday.
Oh, Betsy's so sweet.
So
and
sweet.
I completely forgot the package that she very nicely put time into putting together and bringing to me at the movie premiere yesterday.
Shame.
And so I felt awful and thank God for you, Zed, everyone.
Uzi, you're the best.
Thank
God
so
for
much.
Someone else. Who was sitting next to you? Was it Lauren, Eddie Iff's wife?
Yes.
So it might have been her that handed me the package.
Also,
but...
Jason, the guy that we know through Specialized.
Oh, that's who it was, Jason.
Okay.
Jason handed it to me.
Oh, okay.
And I look up, I go, he goes, you might remember. I go, who? I look at, I shine the flashlight on him. I go, oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, I met him and his wife. They're so nice.
Very
they
sweet.
Are very nice.
He so brought Jason. Us little Specialized backpacks.
Yeah, he replaced my broken Specialized backpack.
And brought some extras.
Last time he was here, he saw me walking around with a holy backpack, and he was like, dude, you need a replacement for that.
Ah.
So he came through. It was pretty nice.
Nice.
Hey, so what was the present?
So there were
it's
there was
so
a nice little lid for my daughter, and then for sister, who's yet to breathe air, a couple little 90s.
Aww.
Which
boy,
what does that one say?
The sleep you ordered is currently out of stock.
Oh, it always is.
This is actually the first time I've held the little baby clothes
again.
I'm like, oh, we're going back here.
Resetting the clock
Vinny.
To zero.
I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness.
So exciting. Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time, I kept this one picture in my phone. I call it birth control. And it's it's this picture of my kid just wailing. She's bright red.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show it to you. No teeth. Just bright red. Just... That's the look she had for the first 6 months of her life.
That
bright
is,
red.
Just post that.
Eyes closed.
Post that right now and write birth control breathing. Underneath it. It is, oh, she wants to see it. Sorry. He doesn't
oh, my God.
That.
I know.
You
want that,
Hooman? I don't know.
Yeah.
That looks like
bright
a
bright red and screaming. And
a lot of work.
Oh, you haven't seen this? Yeah, this is.
Brynn knows that, I think.
This is what colic looks like.
Oh,
it just, that's the look.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's...
Everybody with a kid right now is going, yeah, I have, I know that picture.
Ding, ding.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Her head's tilted back so her mouth could open farther.
Right.
And let
as
out
far
more,
as possible.
More noise.
Daddy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are going back there. So thanks, Betsy. I appreciate it.
At least
a little...
now you know what to expect.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's it's easier the second time because you just realize that, you know... You just know.
I had one of those dad moments yesterday, though, where I got, obviously, we all got home late.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to, and my kid's going, mom's making something to eat, and my kid's likes to do this thing. I'm going to run past you. Catch me. Do you know this one?
It's exhausting.
I don't know. What is this?
My kid's thing was always, I'm going to run away from you. Pull me back.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's the same game where she's like, I'm going to run by. You catch me. So she runs by once. I let her go. And she's like, I haven't even moved yet.
Right.
Then she runs by again. I jump off the couch and catch her. And she, and as soon as I've caught her and I'm holding her, and she's like, all right, let me go. All right, do it again. That's the game. So the missus goes, hey, what are you doing Friday? And I'm all, like, I'm in the middle of playing the catch the kid game. And
you just got home. Your calendar's clear.
I don't know. What am I doing? She goes, well, I want to go out with my friends. And I'm all, oh, okay. That sounds great. Me and Isla, we're going to go out with my friends. I'm all, oh my God.
Yeah!
What is this, a dream? Is this real life? I can listen to heavy metal.
You felt like
in
you had
house?
To ask me?
I'm going to eat whatever I want over the sink and be done in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. You're the best person.
Oh, boy. If you could have flash forward and known that that's what would bring you joy in the future. Oh, boy.
Yeah, man. Anyway, here's what's happening. Major League Baseball opens today, everyone. And all 30 baseball teams will be playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's cool. They say the last time this happened... Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I can't find this. It dates back to like 1968 after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. They had to move the schedule to, and the teams ended up opening all on the same day. But that hasn't happened since then.
Oh, my God.
And it was due to reaction of a major
event,
political. Right. I don't even know what you'd cultural, political.
A huge piece of the American fabric happened.
Right, was murdered, and that changed the game. But yeah, today everybody's opening, so that's cool.
I actually have a opening day baseball game for you at 8 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah,
fun.
Put it together for you this morning.
I didn't mean to make this whole break about kids, but here is one of the stories I meant to get to yesterday. What's in a name? And they're talking about how gender-neutral baby names are on the rise. Mm. They're a thing. And you know which one they mention?
Which one?
Riley.
Oh, funny.
Is one of the names in the story.
It's so funny because I had really never heard the name Riley before. It's almost like once you name your kid something, then the name is everywhere. You hear it all
start
the time.
Start noticing it, yeah.
So... the unisex name, they mentioned a bunch. Charlie.
Charlie's adorable.
I agree. Skylar, Justice.
What about the other big one?
Ripley.
No.
Oh, which one?
Cameron.
Oh, Cameron's so cute.
Yeah, Cameron can go both ways.
Absolutely.
Is Cameron on the list?
I had a Cameron in high I don't know, like elementary school or something.
Yeah. I never knew any Camerons. The only Camerons I know are like Cameron Diaz and Cameron Crowe.
What about Kirk Cameron?
Well, that's his first name's Kirk.
I know.
I think the Cameron I grew up with, though, was spelled Cameron.
Isn't that the spelling?
Yes.
That's the spelling you're using? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I thought there was also the Camryn.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that people love to do the spellings crazy.
Mm-hmm. Huh. You went with the C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
I thought my way was standard.
That is standard, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is
Was yours a Cameron with a Y?
No, the boy I knew was Cameron, right. But I thought the girl version was Camryn.
Yeah, you can also spell it Camron.
Cameron Manheim, wasn't she on the L.A. Laws? Yeah. Is her name spelled that way with a Y? Cameron?
I don't remember. She's on some new show, though.
It is spelled like that. It's spelled
yeah,
with
she's
a y.
The only one I know with the Y.
A is Your Majesty on that list?
Oh, yeah, Your Majesty's a good one.
No, there's only, it appears that only one person's ever done that in the history of the world. Mm. So, no.
Is that one of Jermaine's kids?
People are saying Mackenzie.
In a few countries, unisex names are forbidden by law. Portugal, Denmark, and Iceland.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Very.
Iceland, huh?
What a strange rule to have.
Portugal, where else in Iceland?
Denmark and Iceland.
Denmark.
In Germany, an unusual name could negatively impact a child, so they are against that as well.
Mm. It's not illegal, but they're frowned upon.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, if as you're getting ready to name your kid, it looks like gender-neutral baby names are on the rise in the hot ticket.
Right. I'm looking at this list. One of the ones they say is gender neutral, which is not, is Dakota.
Dakota?
It's a chick's name.
I don't know.
Don't do that.
I know a boy named Dakota.
Oh, my God.
Little boy. I don't know. Why? Because it has an A at the end, so
no,
it's feminine.
It just sounds like I can't, you know, I didn't think of Dakota. I think of a chick.
Cody.
Cody Maverick. You know him?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's from the movie Surf's Up.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Sounds like
he's a penguin.
I was just thinking, is that something that Dakota would, if you were a boy and you were, you know, nicknaming a Dakota, who would, Cody? No?
Sure, Cody could be, I mean.
Cody. Bra.
Or Duh.
Cody Maverick.
Duh?
Yeah, Duh. Hey, Duh. Back. I like a gender neutral name. I think it's actually,
super cool.
I do think it's cool. I actually like boy names for girls as well. And I often thought, you know, on a resume, if you know, that might play to a girl's advantage. I hate to say it, but in our unequal society, if your kid was named Ryan, that somebody might take more time considering her resume if they did have a sexist bias.
Well, I think the gender neutral names are part of this big wave, just a little piece of the wave of change we're experiencing. I see every now and then you see the gender is dead bumper sticker. And while most of us old people are like,
is it?
I see. Weird. Yeah, I'm a man. I like my wiener. What's the problem? We're not really getting it. I don't think what they're trying to put out there. But I think that younger people coming up with the, I mean, you even hear that one. What's that one actress that was like, "I'm a non-binary," and you need to refer.
Oh, the one from Billions. I can't remember her name.
It's easy to feel as an older person to get off my lawn guy to feel like you're just being a pain
that's
in the
asking
ass.
A lot.
Yeah. Why? What is? Who are you?
Can't I just call you she?
Whatever. I get it, though, that this is younger people are super receptive to that. And since they're coming up with it, they don't even
No, it doesn't even occur to them. Things are much more fluid these days.
So.
And I think that's probably a good thing. Let people be who they're going to be. Let's all enjoy the human experience in the way that we want to enjoy it.
Kate Dillon is her name, Ben.
Kate Dillon.
I think Billions just started again, too.
What's the non-binary pronoun? Is it like Z? Or
no,
something?
It's like instead they, of... isn't it?
Yeah, oh, is it they?
Z. Yeah.
Z, Zer, and Zim.
There's a Z, Zer, and Zim.
What?
Mm-hmm. As opposed to he, her, him.
Yeah.
You know.
Z, that Zer, sounds Zim. Like they're just making up words.
They
like
are.
I have
they
a
are.
File.
They are making up words.
That's in my on my computer that says Zother, and it's where I keep all the porn links.
Right, because it alphabetizes to Z.
To the bottom. It I is, mean, what
yeah,
is that?
There's that's a,
just, it is made up by the people who want to be referred to as something else. There's all these others say, you know, Z said that blah, 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 blah.
Who knew I was on the cutting
you
edge
are.
Of naming
well,
crap?
Well, you're always, you know, a lot of times you don't realize how cutting edge you are, Vinny.
So when you type in Z.
Z-E?
No, Z-H-E.
Oh, Z-H-E, that's how you say it?
Well, got that's it. How you spell it, I guess.
All right.
But it does come up as one of the definitions is a proposed general neutral pronoun with Zim, Zers, and Zimselves.
Well, you can also use, I'll Zimselves. Make available to you, Zother. I mean,
you're going to give that up?
It's just I'm only using it for the one file to keep it down at the bottom of the bookmarks.
But what would it be?
Well, Zother would be like the thing you check for if you're not male,
other,
female,
here.
Zother.
I'm not even another. I'm a Zother.
Right.
Oh.
I'm my own special thing, Zother.
Right.
Let's see if we can work that in. Wikipedia, anyone listening? That's for you guys.
I bet it's in Wikipedia. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Zother? There's
no,
no
not
way.
Zother. But the Z's.
Zother's jip. Well, who knows? Maybe
it
one
is
of our
there.
Listeners is at Wikipedia entering it as we speak.
You can write whatever
Zother
you want
does not exist. You can ask for it to be created.
Ask for it.
Great. Right next to some dork named his porn file Zother will be also the possibly and suggested new, what do you want to call that? Box to check.
Oh, right.
For at HR.
I'd rather not say.
I'm a Zether.
There is a, I mean, you're not going to care, but there's a brand of eyelashes called Zether.
What?
Oh, boy, man.
They're stealing.
Yeah. Sarah, I know you are a big fan of gardening.
I love it.
And you're also always on the cutting edge of fashion.
Oh, God. Boy, this story's got everything I want.
These are two of your favorites. Apparently, the hot new beauty trend on Instagram is dyeing your eyebrows green and then gluing little flowers on them.
Oh, hello. That's adorable.
Hello, spring.
Hello, Snapchat influence.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but I do think it's adorable. And I think that if someone really did do that, I would say, wow, you put a lot of effort into those eyebrows. Woo!
Dyeing them green, and then what do you do?
You glue flowers to them.
I can't find a picture.
Oh, look at human. Here's a picture.
You like use that's wig glue or picture. Something,
oh, that's
right?
A dumb one. That Let's see if we can find a better one.
It's cute. You got little flowers growing. You got a little flower pot on your forehead.
I found one.
Okay. Bring it on in. Let's have a look at this. It just sounds like I mean, I feel like I could get that in 2 seconds on Snapchat.
True.
Oh, cute.
Let me see.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Those are adorable.
Are you going to do it?
No, but they're really cute.
It's way too overdone.
It's so cute.
I always eat even
tiny
just
little flowers
even just
in
there, fake nails. Yeah,
put a little butterfly
much,
on there.
I feel like you would rip those off right. And we have bangs.
Well, I'd itch my face and go, oh, darn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I better do the other side.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Okay, I'm here. Ready, player one, go.
Oh, it's good. It's a good movie. You'll enjoy it. And if you haven't read the book, then you'll have nothing to question and you'll really enjoy it. You want to add something to that?
I already said my piece. Mm. If you really want to hear a review from unbiased people who didn't read the book,
listen,
join us at
9:15.
And listen, feel free to scream and shout about how upset you are again. I'll be coming to both of you.
Yeah, Sarah keeps saying she likes it, but her actual
review not upset.
Is negative.
I liked it! I liked it!
I have to say, I sat there for the 2.5 hours. I was in the movie, but the entire time I was constantly reminded of how not like the book it is. And it dampened my spirit for it. But as a standalone movie, you'll
forgettable
like it.
Is what you said.
Yeah, it's forgettable. But you'll have a good time. You know, it's a good little roller coaster.
Hey, everyone, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I posted an article about dyeing your eyebrows green and attaching flowers to them.
Oh, way to be on.
That's amazing. You are a social media guru.
Did you say that's glue, Vinny? They actually glue it?
No, my guess is they'd use like wig glue or something.
Something that they're going to be able to get off of there.
You know, like
super glue would be a bad choice, kids.
Don't they use that gum around a wig, around the forehead, when they're able to push a wig down?
It's like just a tacky, almost like a rubber cement kind of thing where you could roll it off easily without pulling out your entire face. Oh, is it time for me to listen? Oh, my God. I have a great story. This is about someone who lives and works in San Jose.
Is it me? Oh, wait, I don't live there anymore.
No, you don't. You moved. The former neighbor of yours. Who was in a rock band and is now a gynecologist. And unbelievable thing happened during a malpractice suit. This story is unbelievable, and I'll tell it to you right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.